Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
AEW is going back to Wembley, and we are joined from Wembley right now by AEW's own, the fighter of the Blackpool Combat Club, Claudio Castagnoli. And look at Wembley in all its splendour, and Claudio in all his splendour as well. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Wembley's here. They're getting ready for England against Netherlands, Women's Euro qualifier.
Yep. Nice. Are you sticking around to watch the game? You going to have time?
No, I don't have time. I have to get back to the US for the C2, the Continental Classic. You know, I think I have a match on Saturday against Brody King. So, gotta get back.
Oh, the small matter of your own World Cup taking place, it would seem. But obviously, we're in Wembley today, ahead of AEW All In. Now, I know you're a big coffee guy, Claudio. Have you had a chance to go and get a posh coffee in London yet today?
Not yet. But shocking. I scouted out a few places that we're going to go. But, you know, I had to, I landed at the hotel, I got some food, and I came right here to talk to you because that was more important than coffee. See,
wow,
this is on my priority list. You're that high.
Oh, you. What makes, looking back on All In, what made that first trip to the UK so special, away from like the massive roar of the 80,000 plus? What made that first AEW European conquest so special, Claudio?
I mean, the fact that it was historic. I mean, it was the highest paid attendance in wrestling history. And the fact that it was a stadium show, and it wasn't just any stadium. I mean, it's Wembley Stadium. And if you don't, you may have to explain that to an American, but you don't have to explain that to the European, what that means. And for me, you know, coming from here, and it's like, if you want to see the, you know, any wrestling or AEW, on a big scale, you have to go to the US, right? It's like you have to travel, you have to get, and like nowadays, like you have to get the visa and you have to travel, and it's complicated. And then AEW goes like, we're running Wembley, and that means all of Europe can attend. And I feel like all of Europe did attend. Like there's people from everywhere that came to watch it, and it just made it so accessible. And to me, that was very special.
You began your career in Europe, and it really does hit different to the US wrestling scene, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, when I first started, it was Germany, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, France, and then I got a little bit into England. I think it was when Alex Shane, back in the day, I don't know if you remember him, was just, you know, had like big success with like larger crowds. And I got brought in for one or two shows. And then after that, I moved to the United States. But it was such a like a tight-knit group of guys and a tight-knit group of like people who just traveled, and you started to see it every show, and you just saw where that grew from. And I mean, these days, European wrestling scenes like England, Germany, they're just, it's booming and it's great. And it's cool to see how that all flourished. And then it's, of course, even better to see how AEW is able to run Wembley Stadium, and not just as a one-off, but then coming back, because it gives, I mean, gives people who just start like a goal, a motivation. They see like, okay, what is all possible? And they, you know, it's just, that's tremendous.
Very intrigued to know, had wrestling not come along for you in the way that it did, what do you think Claudio Castagnoli would have been doing?
So I had a pretty fun desk job, as you would say, back home. for a big American company, and I think I would still be doing that. Yeah.
What was the desk job?
It was a pretty fancy title. It was called Data File Administrator. I was the only one who was doing it for all of Europe, and I was in charge of invoicing of like different factories in France, Germany, Austria, Italy, all through Switzerland, and I was in charge of all of that, and I was pretty good at it, I would like to think so. I'll be still doing that.
When you joined up with AEW, immediately you made an impact. And as well as the match that you surprised everybody in, there was a wonderfully wholesome photo that did the rounds of Tony Khan giving you the tightest hug. It was a lovely moment. So delighted to see you there. It was like you'd saved his dog from a burning building. It was a really lovely picture.
Well, in a way, I mean, it wasn't his dog, but I mean, with Brian getting hurt, they needed a replacement rather fast, you know. And how does the saying go? You know, if no one else can help, maybe you can call the A team. And I feel like I'm, you know, like
how quick was the turnaround from that? From you having a weekend off to suddenly the phone lighting up with Tony Khan's name. From that to getting in the ring. How much time was there between you being called and the match happening?
I mean, there was not much time. I mean, like you said, like maybe a couple of days, a week. It was not as much time as people think. There have been some talks before that, but it was just kind of, you know, seeing what's going on, like, you know, feeling out kind of. But then like when everything happened, as it usually does in life, you know, it just kind of happens really fast. Luckily, kind of keep in shape and stuff like that. So I was ready.
Tell us a little about working with Tony, a guy who's spinning a million plates. How do you guys work on a weekly basis? Do you get much FaceTime with him?
Yeah, I mean, it is very impressive how many things he juggles, so to speak, and do that successfully, you know, and the energy he has and the passion he brings to each one of his endeavors. So, you know, like AW, Fulham, Jacksonville, like he's 100%, you know, and he's so excited about it. And anytime we talk to him about it, it's like, it's fun. He brings that energy and he just loves it. And that's just fun to work with and fun to work for, because it's like he loves wrestling as much as anybody, if not more. And, you know, like to just go out and try to provide the best product possible is something that I've always done. And I feel like that's what we owe to our fans. And that's, you know, what Tony wants to see. So it's great.
Obviously, the world knows you as a phenomenal technical wrestler, but some of your highest points in AEW so far have just been these wild sprawling brawls that we've seen, like the Stadium Stampede at All In. How does a match like that get put together you and the guys?
You know, you said like I'm a technical wrestler. I did two Blood and Guts.
Yep.
I did two stadium, one arena. What is it called? One Anarchy in the Arena. I think I think we need to change it. I mean, maybe I need to add Brawl as well. But it's been so much fun, and to me that's just part of the versatility that I pride myself on, that I can do whatever. And you know, the Anakin in the Arena definitely was one of those things that I knew it was going to be special just because it's such a spectacle. It was just hard to balance that, like, what will the people on TV see without it getting boring for the people in the arena or in the stadium? Because, you know, there's 80,000 people here. We don't want to be like, okay, let's all fight in the back, because that, you know, that's cool, but then nobody sees what's going on in the ring. So, you know, there needs to be a balance. And I think we struck that. And I got to fight in the Royal Box. So, you know.
Was that your idea?
I mean, as soon as we got the clearance to do something in the Royal Box by the Royal Seats, you know, I may have just been like, well, I think I'll, I think that will be me, you know, another check of my of my to-do list, which is like, I mean, why wouldn't you, right?
If you get the opportunity to beat somebody up in the Royal Box, then you would absolutely jump at it. It makes the most sense.
We also did our entrance where the goalposts were. So right before we went out, everybody gets ready and everything, and I just went over to the goalpost. I'm like, quick, take a picture. So, I'm going to take a picture, before we were like running out, which was another awesome spectacle, because, you know, we do the mock entrance, so we come through the crowd and we come out, and I just look, and there's all the local security, all the security is just standing there, right? And they kind of like guarding, you know, they have like their hands up, and then they just see like a sea of people coming towards them, and they all just kind of lower their hands and start staying sideways and just completely swarm us. And I was like, this is amazing. It just was like this cool like rock star type, you know, like everybody just swarming. It was quite something. It was awesome.
It's like a Wembley pitch invasion essentially, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like, that's exactly what it was. I just looked over and there was just this swarm of people coming. I'm like, this is crazy and exactly as awesome as I was hoping.
Let's talk a bit about the Blackpool Combat Club, your boys. Now, as a coffee man, let's have some fun with this, right? I'd like you to describe each member of the Blackpool Combat Club if they were a type of coffee.
Okay, so I would be a flat white.
Flat white, nice.
Or Gibraltar, I think, as you call it over here as well. There's okay. Different. Let's say Brian is a cold brew, because that's actually what Brian drinks as well. That's his drink. It's a cold brew. And then John would just be a regular black coffee, because that's, again, what he drinks. Flat white is what I drink. And then Wheeler is actually... He's the youngest old man I know. He's been drinking coffee since he was 14. He was very upset when I told him. I said in an interview past that he doesn't drink coffee yet. He was very upset because he legit think has been drinking coffee since he was 14 years old. I think he's a coffee with a little bit of sugar guy.
So,
and maybe a little bit of milk as well. So that's how I would describe us.
Well, I had a go at doing these as well, and no word of a lie, I can even show you my working out if you wanted, because I put you down as a flat white, who can do anything and everything, loved by all. I genuinely put Brian Danielson down as a cold brew.
All right, there we go.
Leaves what a chill in your bones, but will absolutely make your heart race. That was my thinking.
Yeah, exactly. What did you put Mox down as?
A double shot espresso. Thought just for the intensity more than anything else. And for Wheelie Uter, I went Alungo, which is the long pour coffee. Yeah.
Well, so like if we do the European versions, I would 100% agree with you.
Nice. We've done our coffees. You unfortunately, a cup of tea was removed from the group last year in William Regal. Obviously,
not everybody's cup of tea.
Not everybody's cup of tea.
Definitely our cup of tea.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And somebody shot of whiskey, not everybody's cup of tea, William Regal, away from the group. But obviously the group named after him, you were brought in as... as you know, because you're such a massive part of his legacy as well. So he was away. Can you remember the conversation, one of the last conversations that you had before he left the company for other things?
I mean, we were all taking a big group picture together before he left. And then we did the usual, which is, drive together to our hotel and just talk wrestling and shop and life and everything. And we still do. I mean, I bring it up in every interview because then it's always getting like, man, I really want to know what's going on in that BCC group chat. Because it's still going and it's still going strong. And, he's still very much part of it because, like you said, he has been part of all our careers for such a long time. And like without him, I would have never gotten to WWE and to AEW, essentially. So, he's paved a lot for my career. And he's still very much part of it. And like you said, it's still the same name. So
is there legitimately a BCC group chat, like a WhatsApp group?
It's not a WhatsApp group. It's an actual group chat. Yes, yes, there is. But yeah, it's there's the most random clips of whatever wrestling you can think of. There's like shoot wrestling, Japanese, English wrestling. Just when everybody finds a cool clip or something, it's just going in there. It pops up at random times. There's some dart videos that float in there every now and again. So it's brilliant.
What was the last message in there? If you're able to divulge. What was the last message in the BCC group chat?
I think it was actually something about the anniversary of Regal's last match that he had with me. And then we kind of talked about that. And then it drifted off into one of his matches that he had with Great Muta or something, where he like had his knee hurt. It was like it became a great story. Yeah.
Oh, it's a good place to find nice stories about wrestling, mainly about Regal as well, of course.
Yes.
There have been some highs in AEW. Obviously, you stood in the hallowed halls of one of them in Wembley. You've had some major coups in the signing department as well. There's been some lows as well. You've had injuries at the top. You've had stars departing as well. How does AEW's locker room come together during the less ideal moments?
I think it kind of riles everybody up. Like it's kind of interesting because you can always see, I feel like in any sport, especially for example in football as well, you can see how good a team actually is if it goes through hardship, if they lose their star player or if they lose a key player or whatever you want to say, like how the team rallies. And I feel the AEW locker room has rallied extremely well in difficult circumstances, and they've also rallied extremely well to overcome whatever is thrown at them. If people get hurt, if people leave, if people come in. And I feel like that just shows the depth of the locker room and also the talent that is there that is willing to step up. And that's great to see.
Everywhere you've been, it's no coincidence that you've been put in these sort of redefining tag teams and stables, and they have truly redefined you and Chris Hero in Ring of Honor. Obviously, you and Tyson Kidd had a phenomenal run in WWE. You and Sheamus were put together seemingly lastminute.com and just decided, almost just for a laugh, just to become the best tag team ever. It was just amazing. When you guys were put together for the first time, what was the reaction from both of you?
Well, I didn't really want to team with him. I don't think he really wanted to team with me. So that was actually quite genuine. And it just kind of went from there. But we also both had something to prove. And we also both had a lot of respect for each other. So when I said we didn't want a team, that's not like, it was nothing personal. Like there was a tremendous respect. We just probably wanted to be more of a singles focus. But then once we were put together as a team, we were like, no, let's put 100% into this. And then it just kind of grew from there.
There's conversations about possibly Sheamus's WWE deal reportedly coming to an end. Would a reunion be something that you'd maybe like to touch upon?
I mean, it's always interesting to think about stuff like that, but I like to leave the speculation for the fans. And, I just deal with concretes because I feel there's enough uncertainty in life as is. I just focus on the stuff that I can control. And, it's always fun to speculate, and especially if you love something, if people love wrestling, if I love football, I love basketball, whatever it is, video games, you can speculate, then it's fun. But until it happens, I'm not going to, comment or put too much stock into it.
Fair enough. As well as tag partners, it comes away from that. Those long-standing opponents, and whenever anybody thinks of Claudio, they think of Eddie Kingston at the same time. You two ripped it up, almost like jumping through the multiverse of wrestling to continue to fight each other. What do you think has made the Claudio Eddie Kingston rivalry so long-standing in wrestling?
Well, I think it's because not just in wrestling. I think it's because it's a life thing, So. I think it's because it's real. I think that's why. Yeah,
it's real.
Yeah.
And you lean into it, and it's real. You mentioned you're a big video game fan as well. Obviously, it's a long flight over from the States. Were you playing anything while you're on the way here?
I was actually not. I was reading, and then I was trying to sleep, and I was just like, and just sit there and be like, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep, go to sleep.
that's
what I did. That's what I did a lot. But I usually travel with my Switch. Zelda is what I would have been playing recently on there. That's a good in-flight game.
Nicely done. Okay, so looking ahead then to 2024 in AEW, what are the aspirations there for you? Obviously, we want to keep seeing success for you, but between now and Wembley, there's a lot of ground to cover. Anything you'd like to especially be doing next year?
Oh man, there's so many things. First of all, like right now, it's the Continental Classic is going on, so. And the new Triple Crown champion is going to be crowned at the end, which I don't have to say it out loud. I think it will be a prime candidate for that. So that's definitely one of my goals. And then, as usual, my goal is just to keep the standard of wrestling that I do that high, and to keep competing at the highest level, which obviously means at Wembley again, hopefully in a match with a little bit less chaos and more focus on wrestling, and to obviously keep the Blackpool Combat Club on the forefront of what's going on in AEW. And, there's, again, injuries and things that happen, but hopefully we get all four of us together again, full strength, and then have some fun matches.
Yeah, Claudio, thank you so much for taking time to chat with us at Cultaholic. We are excited to see AEW All In back at Wembley. Tickets are on sale now. And we hope that, as you say, you get your wish and you do something more wrestling-based at Wembley Stadium. But failing that, we'd love to see you have another scrap in the Royal Box. So we've got that on the back burner as well.
Hey, I'll do whatever. Whatever in... here at Wembley Stadium, I'm extremely excited to come back. Yeah, get your tickets now. I think the pre-sale is on right now, and Friday tickets go on sale, so you definitely don't want to miss out, because I feel like AEW always delivers, always, especially on pay-per-views. I've seen it before. People are like, I don't know about this one, and then it's just the talent is just always knocking out of the park. And I feel like that's what you said earlier. It's like, how does the locker room react? It's like the locker room is always, everybody is trying to just smash it. And I feel like that's what's happening every single week and every single pay-per-view. So when Wembley comes along again, things are going to be magic.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.